Lelam Doichafina. Is what was the purpose that the Ziknei Bezdin gave over the Kohen Gadol now to the Ziknei Kuna, and they brought him up to this house, the Beis Afinus, to this Lishcha? Was the purpose to teach him how to do the Chafina, how to do the Avodah with the Ketores. Rashi told him, Lelam Doichafina. Malicha Noisar LeBeis Afinus, Shesham HaKetores Motzi. That's where they used to have the Ketores. And they used to teach him the Lachas how to do the Ketores. Omer Rav Papa, Rav Papa says, Shtei Lishcha is Hoyle LeKohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol comes out now had two different lishchois, two different rooms. Achas lishchos per hadrin, that's what we had in the first Mishnah, that the 7 days we take him away from his house into the lishchos per hadrin, and that's where he used to sleep. Trash lishin shom, that would be like his bedroom. These 7 days, that's where he would sleep. The achas lishchos beis tavtinus. And I says by daytime he would be by the lishchos, the beis tavtinus, to teach Rashi Lilmoid Chafina, to teach him how to do the Chafina, how to get the handful of the Keteris. That's what we used to teach him. So these are the two rooms the Kohen Gadol would use these 7 days of the Zman HaPrisha. Now, Achas B'Tzofin, the Achas B'Durim. One was on the north side of the Beis HaMikdash, and one was on the Durim, the south side of the Beis HaMikdash. Achas B'Tzofin, one was on the north side, so far doesn't say which is which. Where was Lishkas Perhadrin, and where was Lishkas Beis Aftinus? We just know one was on the north, one was on the south. Now, Achas B'Tzofin, how do we know one was on the south side? The Tanan, we learned like this in Mishnah Midas. Vav Lishchois Hoye B'Yazora. There were six different Lishchois in the Yazora. Gimel B'Tzofin, the Gimel B'Dorim. Three of them was on Tzofin side, on the north side, and three of them was on the south side. Now, the Mishnah Talmud says that Vav Lishchois Hoye B'Yazora. There were three different Lishchois, six of them in the Yazora. Pashu means in the Ezra Yisrael. Gimel B'Tzofin, three of them was on Tzofin, the Gimel B'Dorim. She B'Dorim on the south side was Lishchos HaMelech. Lishchos HaMelech was the Lishchos HaParvo and Lishchos HaMadichin. This was the three rooms they had on the left side, on the Durham side. Now what were these rooms for? Lishchos HaMelech was the salt room, Sheshomayu Noisten Melech LeKorban. That was the room they used to store the salt to use for the different Korbanos. That's why it was called a Lishchos HaMelech. Lishchos HaParvo, another room there was called Lishchos HaParvo. Why was it Lishchos HaParvo? Shesham Hayu Molchin Oirois Kodeshim. That's what used to salt the skin of the Kodeshim. That's why it was called Parva. Some say it was Parva because that was the name of the person that built it. Rashi say here? Doesn't say why it was called a name. Kids, in this room though, they used to salt the skins. The Algaga on top of the roof of this Lishkas HaParva, that's where the mikveh was, where the Kohen Gadol used to be tovel on Yom Kippur, was on the roof of the Lishkas HaParva. Rashi's Agaga, Hoyu Beis HaTfila, means Mei Mayin Hoyu Boyin L'Shom Beroyma. That the well water used to come up all the way on top there, and that's where it used to be tovel. Lishkas HaMadichin, then next to it was Lishkas HaMadichin, what does that mean? Shom Hoyu Madichin, that was the room they used to wash off, Kirvei Kodeshim. The inside, the kishkids of the animals for the kodeshim, they used to clean them out in that room. That's why it was called Lishkas HaMadichin. Misham, and from this Lishka, Misham, Mesib Oilo Legag Beis HaParva, they had like a Mesib, like a root, to go up to the roof of the Beis HaParva. This was the three Lishkois there on the Durham side. On the south side, they had these three Lishkois. According to this picture, on the Ezra Yisrael, they had it. Now, Gimel Shebetzofen, there are three of them on the north side. Lishkos Eitz, with a special room for the wood. Lishkos Hagoyle, we'll soon see what that is. And Lishkos Hagozis, where the Sanhedrin was. Lishkos Eitz, a room for the wood. Omer Reb Eliezer Ben Yaakov. Shachachti Meh Hoiso Meshameshes. Reb Eliezer Ben Yaakov forgot exactly what are they doing with this room. The Lishkos Eitz, he forgot what they did with it. And Avishol said to him, Lishkos Kohen Gadol Hoiso Achurei Shteyim. That the Lishka of the Kohen Gadol, that's what it was. The Shalates, that's the room that the Kohen Gadol used to use. And it was Achurei Shteyim. It was in the back of these other two rooms. The Gag Shloshtim Shava. But the roofs of all these three rooms, it's on the Tzofen side, was equal. The roof of all three were equal. Just the Lishkos HaEitz, where the Kohen Gadol used to use, that was in the back of those two. Taita. Lishkas HaGoyla, what was the Lishkas, the room for the Goyla? Shom Hayu Bor HaGoyla. That's it, where there's a bur, a well for water. The agal go nosen alov, and he used to have the wheel to get it up with. Or mishom maspikin mayin lechol hazara. That's what used to get all the water to use for the whole hazara, to clean it, to use it. Anytime they needed water, they go to this lishka. That was called lishka sagoyla. That was the lishka where they had the wheel to wheel up the drawer up the water. Lishka sagozis. What was lishka sagozis? Shemhoyu sanhedrin shal Yisrael. Yosheves v'dones akanim. That's where mamash the lishka sagozis means, where the Sanhedrin used to have a special room on the side of the Ezras Yisrael, and they used to sit there and be dan the kanim to see if they're tzaddikim, if they deserve to be kanim or not. Or misha nimtzu by psul. If they find any current that has a psul, either psul mishpachor or stam mishpach, they can't do the avoda today, is hayolayv shcharim. They would make him wear black today. Or misatev shcharim. He would wear something black around his head. The yaitzei v'hayluchla. He would leave the base of Mikdash. V'shalay nimtzu by psul. What about the kanim that were okay? They did not find anything wrong with them. Hayolayv shlevonim. They would wear white clothing. Or misatev levonim. They would wrap something white around them, around the head. And then they would go in to do the avodah with the other kohanim. That was okay. Yeah. Now, achas bedorim, there was another lishka on the dorim side on the south side. Tetznam, we learned like this. Shiva sh'orim hoyu bi'azorah. There were seven different gates in the azorah. Gimel b'tzofen, three of them was on the north side. The gimel bedorim, the yechod b'mizrach, and one was on the east side. Shebedorim on the south side was Shar Hadloka. That was one Shar Hadloka. He has the other pictures here. These on the outside. The different Shiorim, different gates, first coming in by Tri Azora. So the first one was Shar Hadloka, and Shengla, the second one next to it, was the Shar HaKorban, and Shlishiloi Shar HaMayim. Rashi says, Shar HaMayim, Sheboi Machnis Sen Slucha Shomayim Shon Nisach Vechag. They used to bring the bucket of water for the Nisach HaMayim through that gate. Kachal first Peshkolim. Shar HaDlok, that's where we used to have the lights coming in from. And Shar HaKorban, they brought the Korbanos in through that one. This was on the Durham side. Shebe Mizrach, what about the gates coming into the east side? Shar Nikner, it was Shar Nikner. Ushten Lishchoyis Hoyushom. And there were two different rooms right next to it. Achas b'yaminov, yachas b'smoli. One on the right side of the Shar Nikner, one on the left side. Achas lishchas pinchas amalbish. One was a room for pinchas, the kohen, used to dress all the kohanim. V'yachas lishchas oisei chavitim. And one was a lishcha for the kohanim that used to bring the chavitim. They had a special room there. Shebet Sofen, what about the gates on the north side? Was Shar Nitzutz. And Shar Nitzutz had binyan achsadrum. It was like a binyan, like an open porch. V'aliyah benuyah loy, and it had an attic on top of it. Agabov. V'shom kahanim shomri milmalo oleviyah milmata. That was like a beis hashomer, that the kahanim used to watch the beis hamikdash on top, on the aliyah of the attic, and the leviyim would watch from the bottom. V'shlefnim himenu, and in front of this was a chayil, was the gate. That's the chayil, is the outside portion of the azara of the beis hamikdash. Like you come into the Har HaBayis, then you have the chayil, then you have the chaymis of the Beis HaMikdash itself. Now, Shein Eloi, the next one to it, was Shar HaKorban. Shlish Eloi was Shar Beis HaMukit. V'tanya, we learned, that Chomesh Tfilois V'yasara Kedushin Tovlim Kohen Gadol. Five Tfilos the Kohen Gadol had to do, and 10 times they had to be Mekadish, the Yadayim V'raglayim. The Kohen Gadol, here. O Mekadish Boi Bayoim. Tovl, Kohen Gadol, O Mekadish Boi Bayoim. V'chulam Bakodish. And all these 5 tefillahs, and the 10 times he had to be Mekadish, his Yodayim V'raglayim, was all done by Kodesh. Agag Beis HaParva, on the house, on the roof of the Beis HaParva. That's where the Beis HaTefillah was. Chutz Mizu, Shoysu B'Chol. Achutz, the first one that was outside B'Chol, which was Agag Beis Shar HaMayim. Ovetzad Lishchosoy Hoyu, it was on the side of the Lishcha. Yeah, period. Trashi chutz mizu, tefillah rishonah, chutz from the first tefillah. Sheinabo b'shvul yom kippah. Sha'av kol yom reis ha'shon eshinino per gimel. Einodom nichnas li'azara filu tor ad shi'itzvom. Any kohen can't come into the Beis HaMikdash until first he makes a tefillah. Avo tefillah sabayis machmos yom ha'kippurim. But the next 4 tefillahs that he has to do special for yom kippah, being a mokim kodesh, has to be done in the Beis HaMikdash. Zochik siv v'hu. V'rochat ses basura b'mayim b'mokim kodesh. We see there is a lishka that he had bedarim. He says here, it was near his lishka. So you see, one lishka for the Kohen Gadol was on Durham's side. So clearly, one of them was on Durham and one was on Sofen. So tomorrow, below Yadana, we don't know, a lishka's parhadrin pit Sofen. Was a lishka's parhadrin the room that the Kohen Gadol slept in those 7 days? Was that on the north side? For lishka's based off Tinus bedarim. And then the lishkas based of tinus, where they used to teach him to do the chvina, that was on the south side, or maybe the opposite way. Or lishkas based of tinus was b'tzofen on the north side. For lishkas parhadrin, that was bedor. Maybe that was on the south side. So Mar says the mistarva the svara goes to say that the lishkas parhadrin bedor. It's more mistarva to say the lishka that he used to sleep in parhadrin, that was on the south side. Notice he used to get up in the morning on the south side. Why? My time. What do you say that for? For amaktim koi. Or Meisachas Raglov, he used to get up and he has to go to the Beis Kisei, Meisachas Raglov, the Tovel, then he would be Tovel, the Yozel would soften, then he would come to the north side, the Gomachvina, and he would do the Chvina for the Kteris, the Yozel Beis Hamigdish, the Yovid Avoida, and he would do the Avoida, Kula Yom, this is not going on Yom Kippur, this is going on these 7 days now to join the Mitzvahs Prisha. So we're saying these 7 days he used to sleep in Lishkas Parhadrin. So you want to say now that was on Durham's side. To say why, he used to get up in the morning and used to go Mesachas Raglu, just go to the Beis Kisei. After that, he had to be Tovel. The Yozel itself, and then he went to the north side and he learned Hilchas Chafina. The Yozel Beis Hamigdash, we offered Avoid, like we had before, all those 7 days the Kohen Gadol brought the Tomid, he brought the Kabbonis those days. Kula Yoyma Labahadi Panya, he'd worked, he did the Avoid the whole day. When it came before Shkia, like we had before, Modu Aleha, all those 7 days we used to sprinkle on him from the Mechatis, and he became Tommy from that. V'hoder Ozlodorim, then he went back to the south side, V'tovol, and he went to the Mikvah again there, because the Mikvah for sure was on Durham's side. V'nayich, and then he went to sleep there. So it's more mistaken to say, the Lishkas Parhadrim, where he used to sleep, was on Durham's side. Because when he got up in the morning, the first thing he had to do after the Beis Kisei was go to the mikvah, and the mikvah was in Durham, sorry. So the start of the mikvah should be right there, and then he did the avoid, and when he came back at night also, he went to the mikvah again at night, before Shkia. So he was there already, and he went to sleep there on the south side. The Amrit Lishkas Parhadrin, but Sofin, what's if you're going to tell me no, that his sleeping room was on Sofin, the north side, Maktim Koyu Mesach Raglab. When he get up in the morning, Grew, he has to go to the Beis Kisei. The Yozlo Durham, you can tell me now he's going to have to walk all the way from the north side to the south side. The Tovah to go to the mikvah. The Goma Chvina, then he walked back to learn Hilchot Chvina. The Yosla Beis Semitish Vavar Avoida, Kula Yoyma. The whole day, those 7 days, the Kohen Gadol did the Avoida. La'ade Panya, when it came near before Shkia, before evening, Modu Olei, used to sprinkle on him the Mechatis all those 7 days, and he became tummy from it, because the Locha was, if you're a Torah person, and they sprinkle on you the Mechatis, you become tummy. So he was tummy like a full yom. So then is v'hoder ozlodorim. He had to then walk over to the south side to go to the mikvah, the tovel. And then he had heres shemesh and became tor. Oh boy, mahadru meizel tzofen. Now he had to walk all the way back again from the south side to the north side. Umenach and go to sleep. So for the makasha of the mim torach terchino lei kuli hai. That's the raya. The svar to say mistama's sleeping room was on the south side, because if it was on the north side, I'd have to walk a lot. But after walk in the morning when he got up all the way down to the south side, then at night before he returns home also, his last stop was in the mikvah on the south side, so after walk Nochmo back to the north side, it's not mistavu you made the Kohen Gadol walk so much back and forth. So therefore was more mistavu the Lishkas Parhadrin, where he used to sleep, was on the south side. So that's where the mikvah was in the morning, he'll do the mikvah right there, and at night also, before Shkia also, we go to the mikvah right there, and then go right to sleep. So Mar says, no, maybe that's no raya. I'll, when I say, why not? This wouldn't be any raya. We made the Kohen Gadol walk around a lot those 7 days. Why? We want to make it hard for him to be a Kohen Gadol. That we're afraid, you could have Tzedukim to be the Kohen Gadol. So you want him to do a lot of walking around, that Lu Yitzui Tzuki, he would leave. Inami, another svar is, he shouldn't become a Baal Gaivinik. He shouldn't think a lot of himself. So he sees now he has to do so much work of walking back and forth, he loses his gaiva. Because if not for this, so if you want to make it easy for him, then both rooms should have been one next to another. Like anyway, you're telling me now one room is on the south, one is on the north. So anyway, he has to walk across. If you stop want to make it easy for him, so you should have made it more easier. Let both rooms be on one side. Inam etiskle b'chodah. Or else better still, let him have only one room. Let him sleep there and let him be there throughout the daytime. If you want to make it easy, geschmack for him, make it much easier. Elamai, you see, we made two different rooms, two different sides. The pshat is we want him to walk around a lot. We don't want him to have such an easy time. If it's tuki, he'll check out. And if he's about gaiva, then he'll lose his gaiva. So we bedavka want him to walk back and forth. So therefore, the Gemara is not pushing the shayla, which side was which lishka. It's not mukrach if the where he slept was on Durim, easier, or where he slept was on Sofen to make it harder. It's not pushing. The Gemara is not pushing it.
But however, Gemara did bring a raya before, that we have a raya out of the two lishchoyes that the Kohen Gadol had. One was on Sofen, and one was on Durim. Again, the first raya the Gemara brought, that one bias, one lishcha has to be on Sofen side, was the first part of the Gemara that said that it was vav lishchoyes, hoyu biazorim, gimel b'tzofen v'gimel b'durim, his ne'ezos Yisrael. On each side there was three. So first we explained that the three on Durim was lishchas hamelech, lishchas haparav, lishchas hamadichin. Then it said that the gimel on the tzofen side was the lishchas eitz, the lishchas hagoyle, and the lishchas hagozes. And the Gemara said, what did we do with lishchas eitz? So first the Gemara said, Omer Ablezer ben Yaakov shechachti mahoiso, mishameshes, he didn't remember. And now, b'sholoy malishchas kohen gadol hoiso. This was the lishcha that the kohen gadol used to use. So we have a raya from Abba Shoyl that one of the lishchoyes that the Kohen Gadol used to use was on Sofen side, was on the north side. So that was the first raya that one lishcha was on Sofen side. Then the Gemara brought another raya, that we have a raya that he had another lishcha on the Durim side. That was from the next raya that Nan, that Shiva Shorim, Hoyu B'Yazoro, Gimel B'Tzofen V'Gimel B'Durim V'Yechad B'Mizruch, and on the ones of Durim it said that his lishcha was right next to it. So Mashma, that his lishcha was also on Durim side. This was the two rayas that he had, one lishcha on the Tzofen and one lishcha on the Durim. Because it said there that the Sher HaMayim, that was on the Durim side, and it said, V'agabi Sher HaMayim uvitzad lishchosoi. Mashm, his lishcha was also right next to the Sher HaMayim, which was on the Durim side. So that was the Gemara Sofik. We know we had two different lishchois. One was the Beis HaParavim, and one was the lishchos Parhadrin, and one was the lishchos of the Aftinus. The shala, which one was on the Durim, which one was on the Sofen, that the Gemara was by Sofik. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding off Yutet. Yesterday, after the Gemara Gashvin is saying in the Mishnah that there were two Beis HaLishchos, the Kohen Gadol, two different rooms where he stood on Yom Kippur. One was the Beis HaParhadrin, in the first Mishnah, that's where he used to sleep. And the next one was the Lishchos we had here, the Lishchos Beis HaAftinus, where they used to, the daytime, teach him where to make the Chvina. And the Gemara said one was on the Durim side, and one was on the Tzofen side. Well, in the Supik, which one was where? So the Gemara really doesn't come out to a Maskonim. But the Rambam paskins that the Lishchos HaParhadrin, the one who used to sleep, was on Tzofen side. And therefore, the Gemara says he had to be matriach himself. He used to sleep on the north side, and then in the morning he would have to walk all the way to the Durim, to the south side, to go to the mikvah. And then at night also, when he got finished doing the avodah those 7 days, there used to be mazah, the mechatas on him, so he was tameh. And then he had to go again to that mikvah on the southern side, and then he had to walk over again to the north side, on the Durim side was the mikvah, then he had to walk over again to the southern side where he used to sleep. So the maskon of the Rama Paskins is that the lishchos parhadrin, we were used to sleep, that was on the Tzofen side, and the lishchos beis haftinus, we were used to be throughout the daytime to learn the hilchos chafina, that was on the Durim side. And the Gemara says vayta on the bottom, you test the yarmulai ishi kohen gadol. Then the ziknei abedin, that's when Sanhedrin, they would say to the kohen gadol, like call him a loshin ishi loshin kavod adoni, they would make him swear. The Mishnah says. For the Gemara, Leima Tievi Tiufta the Rav Huna bread of Yeshua. For now, Mishnah should be a kash on Rav Huna bread of Yeshua. Why? The Yom Rav Huna bread of Yeshua, Rav Huna bread of Yeshua holds, his sheet there is, that Hani Kahani, any time a Kohen brings a korban for us, or Yisrael goes to the Beis Hamikdash, he needs a chatas to be brought, he needs a korban Oila, korban Shlomim, the Kahanim bring the korbanos for us. What's the pshat that the Kohen brings a korban for us? See, he holds, Hani kahani shluchi d'rachmoninu. You know who shliach they are, the kahanim. They're like a Kodesh Baruch Hu shliach. It's not the pshat that the kohen does it for us. is considered like really we're doing the Zrikas Adam. We're doing the Kabbalah Adam. Just we can't do it, so the Kohen does it instead of us. He holds not like that. The Kohanim have no shaykhah to the Yisrael. The Kohanim are totally, completely shluchah de rachmoninu. They're like a shluch from the Eibishtim. The Eibishtim gave a mitzvah to the Kohanim that whenever Yisrael wants to bring a korban, you should bring the korban. But not that you're a shliach for the Yisrael. You're a shliach because the Torah says Kohanim should do the korbanos. What's his raya? Rabbi Shua, Rav Huna Ben Yeshua holds like this. Diyam rich shlucha di daninu, because if you're going to tell me, a kohen is the pshat, he's the shliach of the Yisrael, he's bringing the korban for the Yisrael, then he's the korban.